Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namide Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. It's a great honor to have been requested by some of Bhakti Chura Swami's disciples to share some words of appreciation for him and encouragement to all of you during these difficult times of his illness, critical illness. You all love him very much, and many of our members of ISKCON around the world also love him very much, count me as one of them. And I thought to share some points that I feel from my little vantage point are some outstanding characteristics of Bhakti Chura Swami. I know him as a person who, in his heart of hearts, wants to serve others. I have observed it and have heard him say specifically, when situations arise where some need is being addressed, he immediately begins thinking, what is it that I can do to help serve the devotees? I'll list some of the examples that I have personal direct experience in, but you can also be thinking of your own examples. In our GBC meetings annually, Bhakti Chura Swami would every day at lunchtime invite a substantial number of GBC members and deputies and sannyasis and whatever on different days to come and have a fantastic lunch prepared right there in his quarters by disciples and followers, and gracefully, socially interact with everybody so they feel very much at home. In addition, those quarters that he has in Mayapur would regularly just be a place with privacy in the back room area where some small committees or smaller gatherings of GBC members could discuss confidential topics and feel very much at home and very welcomed. And another example of his enthusiasm to render some service has to do with accommodating sannyasis and others that wanted to go to Mayapur. So he arranged with Chaitanya Das, many of you are familiar with who he is, professor, to stay at his home. And then in the evening, some arrangement to go from his home in Calcutta, which is very near to the airport, to Mayapur. Unfortunately, Chaitanya left his body, and subsequently another couple, not so far from the Calcutta airport, I stayed at their home with Ramai Swami several times, just as a service to the Vaishnavas. As I'm sure you all know, I've also been aware of his repeated enthusiasm to find ways for grihastha devotees to have gainful employment amongst other grihastha devotees. One of those undertakings was the casting of Prabhupada murtis and making of altars. The central New Jersey temple has Sringasan and altar that Bhakti Chumaraj personally helped them arrange, having them made in Ujjain and shipped to the central New Jersey temple. Overall, these are just a few examples of his outstanding quality of always wanting to be in service to others. Another outstanding quality amongst many is his being a leader in teaching Vaishnava etiquette. One of my direct experiences, because for a certain period of time I was also a teacher at the VIHE in Vrindavan, his course on Vaishnava etiquette became like a staple. Once he taught it, I believe more than once, it became like a standard for Vaishnava etiquette training in the VIHE and elsewhere, because his course curriculum covered everything, A to Z. A third, on a personal level, I found a lot of association with Bhakti Chiruswami through discussing philosophy. When philosophy questions would come that I was a little puzzled by, in a standard way, I would bring those questions to him. Of course, depending upon his time and circumstance, he would get back to me. Just an anecdotal example of this happened one year in Australia. It was brought to the GBC that one of the Radha Krishna deities, way back even during Prabhupada's time, Krishna's thumb surrounding the flute that Krishna holds broke. And they repaired the thumb, and then it again broke, and then they again repaired and it again broke. And it became one of those things in the yatra in Australia they wanted the GBC to be involved in deciding what they should do, repair or replace. And there was like a very lively discussion. This is before we had a very active ministry of deity worship, and round and around, and it very quickly came to a grinding halt when Bhakti Chumaraj pointed out that according to Hari Bhakti Vilas, both are options, repair or replace, and everything depends upon the mood of devotion of the worshiper, repair or replace. In other words, if your child gets a broken thumb, you don't throw him out and get another child. So depending upon whether one sees the deity this way or that way, that will determine whether repair or replace. And so it was passed back to the local devotees. Both are legitimate. And what is their sentiment or mood towards the deity that they're worshiping? So scriptural grounding is one of the really outstanding qualities of Bhakti Chiruswami. Of course, you all know very well his loyalty to the GBC and his loyalty to Srila Prabhupada. His loyalty to Srila Prabhupada is his life. On a number of occasions, I heard him share that Srila Prabhupada gave him three instructions that he has held him in place and I can remember only two of them. Someone can send back to me what the third one is. Never leave ISKCON and follow the GBC. And I can't remember the third one. But his loyalty to Prabhupada is outstanding and intense and to the core. Just like someone forwarded to me the video of his talk in Ujjain about deciding to come to the USA to be in the mood of Srila Prabhupada, not be comfortable, but be in the mood of giving Krishna bhakti to other parts of the world. And finally, we've had association outside of these formal settings, one of them being his taking part in a yatra that I conducted in Mayapur. I'm including some photos of the two of us sitting together. The background looks like Mam Gachi. And in visiting the places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he and I shared the speaking about the places and Lord Chaitanya's activities. And many such wonderful, personal, warm, friendly, enlivening exchanges I have had with Bhakti Chhur Maharaj over the years that we've known each other. And in service, back to circling back to the first outstanding quality, in service to others, he has, not by his own arrangement, but by his quality, he has brought devotees from around the world to the point of offering prayers on his behalf and well wishes for his return to good health. Of course, everything is in Krishna's hands, but the Vaishnava's prayers and well wishes are certainly heard by Krishna. His plan is ultimately going to prevail. But words of encouragement for all of you is, know for certain the good thoughts and well wishes of devotees worldwide are with him. May Krishna hear those words and give us his continued association through passage of time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Bhakti Churaswami ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.